Welcome to the E-Commerce Society podcast, where you can learn how to start, grow, scale, or launch your dream e-commerce and product-based business, all without ever relying on ads or social media. Each week, you will hear step-by-step, tangible, and fluff-free strategies to help you skyrocket your sales and traffic, gain more visibility for your business, and create those mega loyal customer super fans, which you totally need. Hi, I'm Carrie Fitzgerald, your cheerleader and hype girl. I went from corporate marketing in the education space to building, scaling, and selling my own product-based business. And today, my work and mission is to help founders just like you create and scale the world's most magnetic brands and turn them into fucking empires. So whether you're thinking of starting a product biz or scaling yours, this podcast is the secret sauce to making all those dreams come true. So grab a coffee or grab a champagne and let's dive into it. Welcome to this week's episode of E-Commerce Society Podcast. So for today, we're going to do a quick episode and I'm going to go through three key problems that I am seeing e-commerce and product-based business founders facing every single day that is hurting your growth, it's hurting your sales, and it is just hurting your business in general. So let's dive right into it. So with clarification, I've been in the e-commerce industry now for over 8 years. My background before starting my first e-commerce business was in marketing for international education. So I basically got paid to travel the world and market studying abroad in the US to international students. So it was an absolute dream job and one that I learned so much from. But over the past 8 years, I started my own business. I have managed other people's businesses. I have started Shopify stores for other businesses, managed their marketing. And then, of course, for the last 4 years, I have been doing education, consulting, mentoring, et cetera. So I've worked with 500 plus people in different programs. And there are really these three main things that I just see constantly. So the first one that I would say is probably the biggest one that I see just in general is lack of clarity on how to grow your business. So you have a business, you're working on all the things, you're doing all the things, but you're not actually sure how to grow your business. You probably have heard, oh, you should be doing TikTok, you should be doing this, you should be doing blogs, you should be doing SEO, you should be doing blah, 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 blah. But when it actually comes down to your business and your product that you're selling, you probably don't really have clear clarity on what to do that will actually contribute to sales. You might be trying a lot of different things, but you really just don't know. You're just guessing. You're playing the guessing game. And so I'm going to go through the first three, and then I'm going to kind of talk a little bit more about each one, but I want to kind of talk about the three just right off the bat. The second problem that I see e-commerce business owners facing every single day that is hurting your business, your growth, and your sales is you don't have a base, you don't have a solid understanding of how to take your analytics and your numbers and your data and do something with it. So myself included has probably told you on this podcast a million times, know your numbers, look at your numbers, look at your analytics, blah, 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 blah. But even if you look at your analytics and you look at your Shopify dashboard, do you know how to analyze that information and do something with it? Like, what do you do with that information? Like, okay, great. My conversion rate's 1%. What do I do now? Okay, great. I have a 20% customer return rate. What do I do with that? I have this percentage of money from my email marketing coming from my automations. Okay, cool. What do I do next? So your people are telling you to look at your numbers, look at your data, blah, blah, blah. But you don't really know what to do with that information. And this is definitely a huge problem. And then the third problem that I see product-based business owners facing every single day is absence of a clear task planning or task management system. So I'm going to kind of clump a couple things in with this because I think they're relevant to each other. But you don't have a clear task planning system and you don't have a clear planning strategy in general. So you kind of wake up every day and you're like, what should I work on today? Well, I guess I'll post on Instagram because I don't really know what else to do. Or you might say, okay, well, I kind of know that I have to do a blog or something, but you don't really know what blog to write about. You don't really know what content to write about. And you don't really have a clear strategy or system of organizing your tasks. You might use a notebook with random pages, or you might kind of do what I do, which is oftentimes I have like 8 million sticky notes everywhere. And then I'm like, oh my God, where's that one sticky note that I need? And then I can never find it. And then I find it like crumbled in a corner. So I'm not saying this to make you feel bad. We all have issues with our businesses in terms of growth and things like that. But as I am starting this software business, which I'm going to talk about again in a sec, I've had many conversations with Shopify owners or product business owners. And it's pretty interesting how most of you actually all have the same exact issues in your business. And I say that too, because that I hope makes you feel better. You are not alone when you have any of these issues in your business. This is most people that have a product-based business. So, but we still want to do something about that, right? So I want to mention, I am starting a software that is basically created to help you with those three things. So those three problems that I just identified, I'm creating a software that's going to help you get rid of those three problems. So I believe this is literally the future of e-commerce. I believe this software can be a game changer for anyone who has, especially like an early stage Shopify store. If you are already making $1 billion, then you probably already know the issues in your business. You probably already know how to grow your business. But for people that aren't making $1 billion, for people that don't know what to work on in their business, for people that don't really have a great strategy in place or systems in place, then this software is perfect for you. So again, it's called MAPPE, M-A-P-P-E. If you head over to MAPPE.io, you can join the early access email list. So once we get a first round or an MVP put together, which I am in an early stage process of working on right now, you can actually test the software and be one of the first people to be able to sign up for it. And we're probably going to launch with some little bonuses or some goodies. So definitely a great incentive for you to join the email list. And we're not going to be spamming you once we start creating some blog content. I'll probably let you know when we have a new blog post, but really it's not to spam you. It's not to sell you anything right now, but when it's time to sell, I will let you know, because this is going to be a game changer for you. And I'm creating this for you after working with clients and students in my programs for 4 years. I knew there was something out there that could help people with their business. And so I'm creating it. So again, MAPPE is going to be a marketing strategy and growth roadmap for your business. And it's going to basically integrate with your Shopify store and, you know, like Klaviyo or email marketing and a couple other things. And it's basically going to analyze your store's information and then create some kind of a custom marketing and sales strategy, really specific to your business and your industry and your product. So everyone will have a slightly different strategy, although there probably will be some overlapping, but it's really just going to identify the problems in your business. What's not working? What can you change in real time? So your conversion rate is this right now, but maybe in a month, it'll be slightly different, you know, for example. So let's kind of just quickly talk about those three things one more time. So the three problems that I have seen e-commerce businesses, clients face pretty much across the board. Lack of clarity or lack of strategy on how to grow your business. Like, you don't really know what to do and you don't know what you don't know. So that's a really important thing, because if you knew, okay, these are my goals for the year. I want to increase my sales by this much, or, you know, I want to make more money from email marketing or whatever. You can kind of like work backwards, but I think sometimes you don't really even know what you don't know, like I already said. So we're kind of taking that stride, that person who would go through your business and comb through all of your analytics and numbers and all that kind of stuff. Like, we're kind of doing that for your business, the software. And it will really help you identify those specific things that you actually need to be implementing in your business to grow the business. And then the second one that I mentioned, the difficulty in understanding or utilizing the analytics. So again, know your numbers. Okay, Carrie, well, what do I do with that? This was a big one. This was a big one that I feel like is actually more common than probably the other two problems. I don't think actually a lot of people understand how to analyze the analytics. I think you can look at them and say, okay, well, if I look at the benchmark numbers for e-commerce, so this open rate, this percentage of open rate, or like this percentage conversion rate, and then I can look at my numbers and say, okay, well, I think I'm doing okay compared to benchmarks. But beyond that, like, most people don't really know what action steps to take to fix those things. So what I'm envisioning the software to do is, like, again, it would identify that your conversion rate is really low. Okay, well, here are 5 specific things that we can do about that today. And like, let's work backwards. And then it would give you those 5 things. And then it would also, you know, put those in your like task management thing. So you'll have a really nice dashboard that's easy to use. I want something that looks good, that is functional. It's not overwhelming or confusing, and just like not fluffy. I don't want this to be a fluffy thing. I want it to be really action oriented, and I want it to like spit out steps for you. So you don't have to think about what to do. It tells you what to do. So I'm really, really excited about that, because just again, working with so many people, I know that if I'm not telling them what to do in their business to fix it, they don't really know what to do. And any amount of numbers, analytics, and data don't always change that, you know? And then the last problem in people's business is the like lack of a clear or strategic task management system or calendar system. This was an interesting one to me, and this was kind of a newer addition to what I want to build out, based on my conversations I had in January with 20 e-commerce business owners. I asked everyone how they plan things and what they're doing to plan their business. And pretty much 18 of the 20 said that they don't plan anything, and they don't really have a great way of planning tasks. And so, you know, without giving exactly what they said, I realized very quickly that, okay, there's an opportunity here. So I really want this software to not only be something that tells you what to do, it identifies issues or problems in your business and tells you how to fix them, but it also helps you plan accordingly, and it helps you prioritize things. I think I could give you a list of 7,000 things to work on, but if you don't know which ones to work on first, then how is that going to help you? So anyway, so those are 3 key things. Again, this was actually, I said it was going to be a quick episode, and I actually stuck to it for once. I'm very proud of myself. But these are the 3 kind of bottlenecks that I've seen in businesses. And again, MAP is going to be a solution for you. So if you're interested in learning more, if you're interested in just being part of this incredible journey that I think is going to be the future of e-com, then you can join the email list at map.io, MAPPE.io. And if you have any questions, or you want to ask about the software and, you know, why I'm doing it or anything like that, feel free to reach out on Instagram. I am an open book and I'm happy to share, but I'm really, really excited on the potential of this and how much impact it's going to have. So thank you for kind of coming along the journey with me, and thank you for being excited, and thank you for helping those of you who have helped me. All right, guys, I will see you next week.
Thank you so much for joining me today. If you love this episode, please go ahead and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and then take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram stories. Tag me in it at Carrie A. Fitzgerald. My name is in the show notes. Thank you so much, and I'll see you guys next week.